a nostril,
or someplace you got injured, you call that a wound?
A wound, yeah.
Okay, all right. What about the stuff that comes out, you call that the out of the carbuncle, that drains out?
Yes, it drains out, but if that carbuncle could talk, it would tell you not to squeeze me.
Yeah.
Don't never squeeze a carbuncle or a bar. Best thing is to put something on it to draw it.
Draw?
Yeah, but don't squeeze it. Because if you could talk, he'd ask you not to squeeze me. And that's true.
What do you call that stuff that comes out of it?
That's a coil.
Okay.
Like a pulse.
It's a pus?
Mixed with a coil.
I see. All right. Now, if you got an infection in your hand, you say, look how
I got a blister in my hand.
No, you got an infection, a cut or something.
Yeah.
You got an infection. Your hand would do what? It would
swollen.
Yeah, you say, look how my hand is
swollen.
A bee stung me in my hand. What? My hand
got swollen.
Okay. All right. Now, what if you got a little cut? What would you put in it? What was that stuff you'd put in it to?
You can use only two things before getting to a doctor. That's wash it with alcohol. Don't put no water.
Mm-hmm.
And use iodine.
All right. Did folks ever get malaria here?
Maybe a long time ago they had typhoid fever.
Yeah.
And when that take in the house sometimes, 4 or 5 people that catch that fever out of that house.
Yeah. What'd you use to get rid of it? Quinine? You ever heard people think?
I heard about quinine.
Uh-huh.
I heard about shots.
Okay. Now, if a man got ill and didn't recover, you'd say he finally
recovered.
No, if he didn't recover.
Or if he did.
You'd say he
finally passed away.
Passed away, okay. Any crude or humorous terms, this way of saying that folks would use? Folks would say he kicked the
bucket.
Kicked the bucket or
some people say that. So kicked the bucket last night. I mean, he passed away.
Passed away or pegged out or... You ever hear anybody say, go to the marble orchard or...
No.
Okay. You say, he's been dead a week and they're still not sure what he died
from.
Died from. Okay. Now, the place where people are buried is called a...
Graveyard. They're buried in the graveyard.
Okay.
In a tomb.
What do they put them in? The box they put them in is called a
tomb.
No, the box they carry them in.
It's called a coffin.
Coffin, okay. Now, you might say, Mr. Joe is an important man. Everybody turned up for his
funeral. And he was buried in a very nice coffin.
Yeah.
But I disapprove of a person living all his life. And then when he died, the children put him away in $3,000 or $4,000 worth of stuff.
Yeah.
Use that on me while I'm living. And let's enjoy together. That's what I think about it.
Yeah. What about the people who are in black? You say they're doing what? They're the people who are in black at the funeral. They're
wearing mourning.
They're
for the deceased.
Okay. All right, now if somebody meets you on the street, they ask you, how you doing? You say, it's, you know, a pretty average day for you. You're not feeling too good, but you're not feeling all that bad either,
Well, I'm doing fine.
Okay.
Though you don't mean that, but it's best to use that word and say,